Goldstone is a new film by award-winning Indigenous director Ivan Sen. It's described in some quarters as a cross between a neo-Western and outback noir. I love that description. The film is a standalone sequel to Ivan Sen's thriller from 2013 called Mystery Road, and it sees actor Aaron Pedersen reprise his role as Detective Jay Swan. Let's have a listen to a bit of Goldstone.
Just a word of warning. See out of here? Folks don't take too kindly to outsiders. So if you do want to go looking around, just be careful where you step. There's plenty of snakes about.
You get the vibe? That's the vibe of Outback Noir. Goldstone will open the Sydney Film Festival this evening, and director Ivan Sen and actor Aaron Pedersen join me now in the breakfast studio. Ivan, Aaron, good morning. Welcome to breakfast.
Good morning.
Ivan, this film follows your acclaimed thriller from 2013, Mystery Road, and these films, I'm not sure if you've come up with this label or someone else, at Outback Noir. Is this your own genre or a genre you're happy to own?
Oh, yeah, for now, I think. It's something, I actually haven't heard that term much at all until Mystery Road came out. So, and it seems to be getting thrown around again with Goldstone. So, you know, I'll take it if no one else has got it.
It fits. It's got all the sort of vibe of a film noir, hasn't it, really?
Yeah, I think it comes from maybe my approach to the lighting. The old noir films in the past have always had a very high key light. And my big key light is the sun, especially when it's going down. So it's all that, you know, it's what's lurking in the shadows, which, you know, inspires the mystery.
It's what's lurking in the shadows. Well, you have an ongoing character now, Detective Jay Swan. Why did you bring him back? What do you want to do with Jay Swan?
Well, he's such a divisive character. He's an Indigenous detective. He's upholding, you know, European law. But he's from a culture which has its own law. So he's conflicted. And bringing him back in Goldstone, I just felt he had a lot more to offer. And Aaron Pedersen, he was keen for me to, you know, he kept humbugging me to try and get another role too. So, you know, I had to shut him up.
Aaron, why did you want to come back?
Because I had no job, friend. That's why.
Tell me about this conflicted character. Is that what you're trying to play?
I think it's more just about the fact that, Ivan's a great storyteller and, you know, we kind of inhabit our ancestors. So we've got a lot of stories to tell and we can tell it through this genre in a way, just through filmmaking, but even through living in these two worlds. A lot of people don't understand the complication and, you know, the negotiation, the compromises and all the things that you have to do to, you know, work your way through this world. So I think it's pretty much just not a character that belongs on screen. It's a character that actually lives in this world and lives in Australia and actually has attitudes about Australia and attitudes about who we really are and how we identify.
Well, tell us more about how you in that description, because you are one of Australia's really most celebrated actors. You're in a whole host of TV dramas over the last, 15 years at least, if not longer. How do you feel that conflict of living in two worlds?
I mean, definitely. You know, look, we've got a story to tell. I mean, the education department in this country failed a lot of Australians. They didn't educate them enough. They pretty much from the outset said that nobody lived here. So, you know, we just had to work around what the propaganda was and what the attitudes were towards us, policy and legislation. And, you know, our parents were flora and fauna until 1967, you know. And, I mean, can people really understand that? I don't think so. So we're a privileged generation. So we've got to use this privilege in a way to make the next generation even better and to educate Australia on a level where we can claim to be a mature nation and we can claim to be something that this country can be proud of, because we are as Indigenous Australians, but we also know that non-Indigenous Australians aren't as up to date with the news and the information about this country as we are.
So, Ivan, how much is that a part of your mission statement too, as Aaron says, bring non-Indigenous Australia up to date with the news? I mean, this story is packed with issues, if you think about it, land rights, mining, corruption, the stolen generations, and then more general issues like people trafficking, greed, loneliness. You know, what are you trying to do here?
Well, this country is a clashing of different worlds, and it's becoming more and more that way. But it's been that way from the beginning. In Goldstone, it's a frontier mining town. It's about an Indigenous detective who arrives there on a light duties investigation, but then he starts to uncover all these things out there, this corruption and people trafficking, and which leads him to uncovering murder as well. So this stuff's been going on from the beginning. We've had these we've had this Chinese element out in the outback with the European element, with the Indigenous element, and different perspectives all smashing together. And it's throwing up questions, you know, whose perspective is the real perspective, you know?
Interestingly, at the heart, I guess the dark heart of this film, Goldstone, are the characters of the local mayor, played by Jackie Weaver, the mine manager, played by David Wenham, and the boss of the Aboriginal Land Council, his name's Tommy, played by Tom E. Lewis. Is this a troika, if you like, that you wanted to bring into the light? Because it is a relationship that you might well see in a number of areas around Australia.
Well,
are you troubled by these relationships?
Everything in this film has come from, if it's not my direct experience, it's come from me experiencing the experiences of other people. And so the beauty about film is that it's about manifestations. You can take these layers from reality and then paint them into this one representation, which has this, a chance to educate and to entertain and to move people all at the same time.
Let's have a listen to a little bit of it. As I say, Jackie Weaver plays the town mayor of Goldstone. Let's have a listen.
Young Josh is a good boy. Took him a while, but he understands how this place works. So I suggest you keep your head down, keep those waters nice and still. Yeah? Oh, and this is for you. I was planning to give you just one slice, but I thought, what the hell? Hope you got a sweet tooth. Thanks for the little chat. And if you need anything, just ask. And I mean anything.
And the whole apple cake thing is a bit bewildering. I'm not sure where you're going with that. But Aaron, she's talking to you in that sense. She's talking to the detective, Jay Swan. And this is, a sense, a two-hander. That's why we can call it a cross between a neo-Western. It's you and the white constable, Josh, who's the local out there. Yeah. And in the end, you two end up partners working for good together.
Well, it's waking him up to the world, you know. I mean, that's what we try to do with the Western world, in Australia especially. You know, we try and get a lot of people on board to try and get people up to speed, because, like I said before, the education department has failed everybody. And that's where us as filmmakers and us as young Indigenous people in this country, we have to step up, because we're the privileged generation. You know, I'm born in 1970, and that's 3 years after the referendum. So it's important for us to utilise ourselves in a way where we are touching people, educating people, and we're reaching them, we're informing them, and we're empowering them, you know.
And Aaron, I think a lot of Australians would be maybe surprised to hear you speaking so politically. I mean, maybe you've done this a lot, but, you know, because they are so used to seeing you on our TV screen, so they just think, you know, he's made it.
Yeah, but, you know, there's still a job. I don't think anyone ever makes it, you know. I mean, there's a job to be done. There's a lot of hard work. I mean, we know that our mothers were, you know, flora and fauna, and that's unfathomable, really, Fran. It's unbelievable that they were rubbish. You know, they were plants and animals, and we were the ones that stepped into the world where we could go to the same school as non-Indigenous people. We could use hospitals. We had all these privileges. So I think it's about utilising your time in this space here to make the next generation stronger, but to make the country so much smarter and so much wiser for who we really are, if we're going to stand up and say, we are this, we are this. Well, are you? We know what it is. It seems like, you know, the conflict's in us, but the conflict's in this nation too, in a certain way, and it's never stopped.
It's all writ there, I think, large and Goldstone. Ivan, just finally, you directed, shot and edited this film. Is there going to be another one? Is there going to be another reprise for Detective Jay Swan?
Well, I never say never, There is a television series in the works, so maybe that would be the next step.
Look forward to it. Thank you very much for joining us, Ivan Sen and Aaron Pedersen.
Thank you.
Ivan Sen is the director of the movie Goldstone. It stars Aaron Pedersen, and it's the opening movie at the Sydney Film Festival, which opens tonight.